experience that you, the kids just.
Let's pray for the kids before they go up. Father, we just want to thank you for the next leaders of this nation, Father. We just ask you right now that you bless them, Father, as they sit down under teachings, Father. Father, we just ask that you would bless the teachers, Lord, and bless them this morning, Father. In Jesus' name we pray, and everybody say,
amen. Amen.
Every person here has a story to tell, eh? We all have a story to tell. I have my own story. I have my own testimony. I just want to read in Revelation 12:11, it says, they overcame him, like Ben just said it, by the blood of the Lamb and the word of their testimony. Our testimony is just so powerful if we... God has taken me in a journey, I would say. I grew up in a family of six. My dad was a community school teacher. My mom was a nurse. And there are six of us in the family. I'm the second oldest in the family. And my father was teaching so many years in other provinces of Papua New Guinea. And it was a time that he was going for his leave. So we went back home. And going to a village is a very different style. Being a teacher, you know, my father was a teacher and we had everything, you know. But we're going to go back home and it's just a new ball game. Like we had to learn the hardest way living in the village. And I live in a small village back in the island next to where Ben comes from. It's called Manus Island, where the detention center is. And life in the village was really, really hard. I did my grade six, and I was just supposed to go to high school. And my father, every holidays, brings me to school, you know, and I love my dad so much. He's just like a rock to me. And life was so hard. My father goes to a Catholic church. And because my mom and dad goes to Catholic church, we all have to follow, you know. We go to a Catholic church every Sundays, you know, for service. But life was really, really tough. I end up with wrong crowds and ended up fighting. Did silly stuff, you know, like everybody does. At one stage, you know, friends would come and get me. We would drink and smoke marijuana, you know, and I was one of those, you know. If you think that I haven't tasted marijuana, I have tasted marijuana, so I know what it's like. So life was really tough. And I remember there was a party going on in the next village, so we form a little crowd, and we went down to my mom's village, and we ended up, I got involved in a fight, and I had to burst this guy, and my knuckle just cut off through his nose, and he was bleeding so badly, and he was the team leader of about 10 of them, wanting to fight us, you know, and I started asking God, like, I started questioning myself, what is life, you know? After being involved in so many things like drugs and drinking and doing silly stuff, you know, we go stealing and I started questioning myself. What is life? Am I going to continue to do stuff like that and ended up hurting myself and ended up hurting other people? And back in the village, in those days, one of my cousin sister and cousin brother, they go to a local church there. They started introducing me to this new truth about Jesus, you know, that he loves me so much. And despite of the situation that I'm going through, he can save me from it, you know. So they started telling me about Jesus, you know, and the love that he has towards people like me, you know. And it was something that I had to decide, you know, whether to keep on going the way that I'm doing or ended up destroying my own life. So choices, we make a lot of wrong choices in life. I was one of them. I did a lot of wrong choices in my life. I did silly stuff that I won't regret it, you know. You can't go back and change the past. It's the way it is, you know. So I, one time they invited me to a local church back at home. And they said, we want you to come to the church for, there's a service there happening. It was, normally Papua New Guinea have 16 September, they call it. It's an Independence Day celebration. So we all came from the village down to the little town there, and I was involved with the guys doing stuff. And then it was Sunday on that day, that evening, they invited me for a church service. So I decided to go with the guys for the church service. And the pastor started preaching, and I was sitting down there. Everything he said up in front, it was just pointing straight to me. I felt like I was really a nasty guy, you know, really a bad guy. So I sat down there, and the Holy Ghost started convicting me to go up the front. But I keep on holding on. I didn't want to go up the front and ask the pastor to pray for me. So at the end of the church service, we had, as island people do, you know, we go and sit down around the house and cook a little bit of food. So we sat down around the house, started cooking meal and having a yarn. So, and I started feeling really convicted in my heart. So I asked one of the pastors, I said, can you guys pray for me? So, and they led me to the Lord. And from then on, I wasn't the same again. One thing I've realized is following a wrong crowd. You know, you get introduced by wrong crowds, you know, whether it be your cousins or relatives or friends or family, whatever, you name it. But they get you involved in wrong stuff, you know. So I was following wrong crowd. They take me drinking. They do silly stuff back at home. And we bash people up or we steal stuff, you know, or we do silly things, you know. And I've just realized the choice you make and the crowd you are with, you know, it's either the crowd that will help you, encourage you to find better life, or it's a crowd that will bring you to a wrong direction altogether, you know. So I was actually following a wrong crowd, you know. So that moment when I gave my heart to the Lord, I've never gone back. I've never gone back drinking. I've never gone back with a wrong crowd, you know. I said I've made up my choice. I've decided that I will follow Jesus and I will never look back, you know. And that moment when I follow Jesus, I've never looked back at all. Yeah. The journey with the Lord is exciting. There's so many ups and downs. It doesn't matter that you will go, like you will go on a straight path, you know. You will go through stuff. But one thing I've really learned to hang on is to really hang on to Jesus, you know, no matter what. No matter what kind of situation you're going through. And I've really learned to hang on to Jesus, you know. And God has done so many stuff in my life. I have testimonies after testimonies to say. But this morning I really want to challenge you, church, you know, and whatever situation you're going through, whether it be following the wrong crowds, you know, and involving drugs or alcoholism or whatever you name it, there's a point in time that you come to make a choice that you got to follow either them or follow the right path, you know. And God gives us a very powerful choice, you know. whether to follow the wrong crowd and be involved in all these other activities. You make a wrong choice, the consequences of it, you will suffer for years and years, you know. So if you make the right choice and follow the right crowd, you know, and get yourself away from the situation you know you are in, I bet you God has greater plans for our life, you know. He doesn't want you to follow that path, you know. And that was exactly what I was before, you know. I was following the wrong crowd. I was in making a wrong choice in my life. But the moment when I asked Jesus to come into my heart, I wasn't the same person again, you know. It totally changed the way I see things and changed the perspective I see life, you know. And God has done so much in my life. And I really believe that this morning I really want to challenge the church, you know. The Bible says in Romans 6:23, it says, the wages of sin is death, but the gift of God is eternal life in Christ Jesus. So we all understand the consequences of the stuff we do, whether it be following the wrong crowd and be involved in wrong stuff, you know, would lead us to the path of death, you know. But if we allow Jesus to come into our life and change the perspective of our mind and see what God has for us, I tell you, it's going to be a different ball game altogether. So God has a big plan for you. Whatever, whoever you are, whether you are nobody, whether you are, you know, you people put name tags on you. I want to challenge you this morning. You are not just a nobody. I was once like that before. I see myself as a nobody. I see myself as somebody who is not recognized. But once when God get a hold of your life, you know, he makes something beautiful out of it. Hey, just like the old song goes, you know, he makes something beautiful out of our life. Yeah. So if you're going through a situation this morning, if you're going through life and you're asking questions, you know, you're questioning God or you're questioning yourself, I want to encourage you this morning before Pastor Ben comes in, you know, and I want to put a challenge to you. Let go of stuff you're holding on to, whether it be drug or alcoholism, whether it be pornography, whatever, you name it. Let go of it and give your life to Jesus this morning. Because this morning, Jesus wants to come in and do something in your life. And this morning, God wants to come and do something beautiful in your life. Where your life has been distorted, he has a greater plan. Like he spoke to Jeremiah in, I think, Jeremiah 29, verse 11, where he says, "For I know the plans I have for you, not to harm you," you know. Just imagine, if God can do that to Jeremiah, if God can do that to me, you know, he can do that to anybody. Anybody. Anybody who thinks that he's, you know, doesn't have a sense of destiny in life, you know, God has a plan for you. God will make it come to pass, you know. And I want to challenge you this morning. I want to leave this on the floor. The Bible says in Romans 3:23, he said, "For all have sinned and fall short of the glory of God." But I like it on the verse 24. It says, "Being justified freely by his grace through the redemption that is in Christ Jesus." The redemption of our life is only found in Jesus Christ. Amen. God bless you.